mom surviving life. Tough questions, real answers, awesome hacks.
Hello, and welcome back to Mom Surviving Life. Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Hanukkah. And I don't know what else has happened in the last weeks. Anyways, today, happy holidays. Today, Carla and I are going to be talking about Christmas and toddlers. We are going to be talking about Christmas because, well, we're Christian and we celebrate Christmas. The tagline for this episode is "Welcome to Hell, where the food is amazing and the sleep does not exist." As always, please subscribe to the podcast and please follow us on social media.
So before we start, tell us about your Christmas holiday.
My holidays were awesome and also kind of sucked. We got a call on Christmas Eve that the girls were exposed to COVID at daycare.
It's a rough go over here, people. It's a rough go over here.
Carla's been experiencing some technical issues. So Christmas Eve, we got a call from a daycare worker tested positive for COVID, but they called us 2 days after the exposure at 6 o'clock on Christmas Eve when we were sitting down to Christmas dinner. That was fantastic. And they were like, you need to self-isolate for 10 days till basically the 30th or the 1st of January. And I was like, okay. Well, that was great because my brother and sister-in-law were over and my grandmother. And we were literally sitting down at Christmas dinner and none of us were wearing masks because we all were, yep, I have not been exposed to COVID. I feel fine. We're good to go. So we had a lengthy talk and we tested the girls immediately after I got off the phone and they were negative. We had Christmas dinner, but we just like kept our distance. And then that night was absolute hell. I think the girls got up 4 times. My Fitbit logged that I got 3 hours of broken sleep and my sleep score, I think, was like a 30 out of 100. So I failed. The girls were so excited to open presents. It took us 3 hours to open presents on Christmas morning because I individually wrapped everything. Those snowmen that are on our Instagram were filled with individually wrapped presents. And I probably should have taken a picture of the clothes one because it was a bit ridiculous, but we were just so excited. They also took their car for a spin. They're super excited. It was awesome. We had to take a break and eat breakfast because they were hungry. Boxing Day. Well, I should wind. Christmas Day, I have established as like the day that my girls and I are like, we open our presents, we hang out at home and we play with all of our new toys and sit and watch Christmas movies and relax. So my mom was totally on board with that plan. Boxing Day, my brother and sister-in-law came back for our Christmas. We had already discussed with them about COVID and the exposure, and we retested the girls like right before they came over, and then that was fine. So they came over for dinner and presents. Around the 28th, the girls and I and my mom all got like a cold, which we're pretty sure was like the new Omicron variant of COVID. And it wasn't that bad for us. New Year's Eve, we found out due to new regulations that our isolation had ended. And we went and got groceries. That was like our outing that we hadn't had since like Christmas Eve. We're like,
very exciting.
Well, it's like, we can go outside. Let's go to Costco. Like, let's go to Costco in the grocery store. We came home. The girls did sparklers, which they love, by the way. Totally doing more of those. And then we watched Earth Cam, so you can watch New Year's Eve around the world, not in your time zone, which was cool. We also watched fireworks from everywhere in the world that had already had them by 7 o'clock at night. And then we watched the Coco Melon song where they count down till midnight, which I strongly recommend for parents, like if you're cool with your kids with being exposed to Coco Melon, to do the countdown from Coco Melon. And the girls were in bed by 8:30, and I went to bed at 10. I watched the fireworks in Rio de Janeiro, and that was it for me. What about you?
So my Christmas holidays started off pretty good, but ended on some not so good notes. We did have a great time with family and friends over the holiday, and Ella loved visiting with people. And I also found it a little easier when we would go and visit people because she'd be more entertained for longer periods of time. So we didn't have any like COVID issues or anything. So we did go see my family and Shane's family. However, on Christmas Day, my dad fell and broke his hip after dinner. He went outside to smoke a cigar, and the rest of us were hanging out in the living room, and I questioned how long he had been outside. So I went to look for him and found him on our garage floor, well, my parents' garage floor. And so I ran back in and yelled for my brother because he's a big guy and can help me pick up my dad.
And your brother is also like 6'7" and looks like he should be a linebacker. Like, let's preface it with that first off.
Yes. Yeah, he's a big guy. So he came out, we got him into a chair, and then we tried to see if he could put weight on his leg, and he could not. So then we called an ambulance and they took him to the hospital on Christmas Day. So that is the start of like the bad news. So Christmas Day, luckily we opened presents early and it wasn't like he missed out on anything. So we just hung out with my mom for a little while after, so she wasn't alone. And then we all went home. So he was in the hospital for 2 weeks. He had to have hip surgery. He's home now. However, while he was in the hospital, I started to get some severe chest pains that radiated into my back. It was so painful and uncomfortable.
And I would preface this that Shane and I both told you that you needed to go to the hospital to deal with the chest pains.
And my mom and I refused.
Just so we're aware, I was not like, no, you're fine. Just take some Pepto. Like, there was numerous people telling her to go to the hospital to deal with this.
Yes. So, well, I had to take Ella to the doctor's for her 18-month shots. So I asked my family doctor, I kind of hijacked her appointment, and asked my family doctor, like, maybe what was going on. So he gave me medication for acid reflux, which if I explain my symptoms, it does sound a little bit like acid reflux, but that's not what it was. So a couple days later, I decided to get a second opinion and go to an urgent care walk-in clinic, and they just gave me stronger medication for acid reflux. And then my mom made me promise her that if I was not eating properly, like eating and drinking properly, because I could not eat anything without dying, that I would go to the hospital on Sunday. So that's what I did. I went to the hospital on Sunday, and turns out that I have to have my gallbladder removed. Still don't know when that is happening. For my sake, I hope it's sooner than later, because that has since put a hold on us trying for another baby. I also can't eat anything delicious. I am stuck to like vegetables and fruits and chicken and turkey and low fat fish. It's literally, and carbs. I can eat all the carbs I want. So
it's not really a bad thing. It just sucks because what you want to eat, you can't eat.
Yes. Especially after Christmas. Like, everyone gets you chocolate and stuff for Christmas, and now I can't eat any of it. And that's all I want to eat right now is chocolate because I can't have it. So
why don't you make avocado chocolate ice cream with cacao powder?
I don't think I can have that. I don't know. We'll look into it.
You should totally look into this.
I have an appointment with a dietitian on Friday. So So I'm hoping he can give me some more answers to help like curb some cravings that I'm having.
I'm definitely sending you a lengthy email of like, can you have this? Can you have this? Can you have this?
Because I want it all. But Ella was really good through the holidays. But once I wasn't feeling good, it became very difficult on both Shane and I. Ella is definitely a mama's girl right now. And me being down and out and in bed most of the time put a lot on Shane and made her very cranky because she still knew I was in the house but wasn't with them. So it was hard. So when Ella went back to daycare, it was definitely a blessing. I'm sure a lot of parents feel the same way. We all got a little bit of a break. So it was definitely much needed. And Ella was so much happier, right? Like she's got more friends to play with instead of just us. And they keep her way more entertained all day, every day. So.
Yeah. And honestly, like everyone who's a daycare worker, you guys are so important.
Oh, for sure.
You give parents back their sanity.
Absolutely. I'm glad we don't have another break, like a big break in daycare until Christmas next year. Because it's a lot. Unless we like do a family vacation or something. But at least if we're doing a family vacation, there's activities constantly keeping her busy. But it's exhausting. And then being down and out does not help. So my Christmas was a little crazy. But now that I know what's wrong with me, I can eat things to avoid the pain from happening. So we're on the right track. I just don't get to eat anything delicious. But Ella loved opening presents. I'm pretty sure it took her like 4 days to open all of her presents because she would open one and then just want to play with it. And there was no like getting around that. So it was a very long process. And it like you wrapping everything individually, it just makes it even longer. And she just wanted each individual thing and not open anymore. So
well, and like the girls liked opening presents, so I'm like, well, I'm gonna wrap them all individually so they have lots to open. And then it was like, I don't want to open this anymore, I just want to play with the toys that I had. Like the last box that we opened was the toys, and they were so like, I'm over this, I'm done. And I'm like, so I have to open your presents that I wrapped? I don't want to open them.
Yeah. And we let Ella open her, like, we got her a kitchen first. So then that's all she wanted to go play with. And we're like, well, that was dumb. We should have left that till the end. But
yeah, I definitely remember when my parents were doing Christmas that we would open all of our presents and then it'd be like, oh, look, there's something over here. And it's like, I totally forgot that that was what you're supposed to do, because definitely didn't do that.
What'd you guys do for like decorations and setting up for Christmas?
Some point in December, I can't remember when, my mom put up the tree. And we have like an 8-foot Christmas tree that's like 4 feet wide. It's artificial. It's pre-lit. You just like turn it on. And my mom has a clapper. I don't know if anyone remembers the clapper from like the 80s, like clap on that thing. Okay. That's what we use to turn our tree on and off. So we don't have to dig underneath the tree, we just go over and just, and it turns off, and you do it in the morning and it turns on. It's great. She sets up like the first top two sections of the tree, and then she just kind of looks at it, and I'm like, do we have to decorate this year? And she goes, no. Perfect. And it was great. It was less tear down. I mean, the tree obviously has like lights, and then it has like random pine cones scattered throughout it, and it's like kind of frosted, so it's not just a plain, bare bones, boring tree. Like there's stuff on it and it looked good. Like you can see it in the pictures. It looks fine, but that's what we did. We didn't really set up too many Christmas ornaments, partly because, and shout out to Amy, I am a Grinch. I hate Christmas. I have worked retail way too long. Christmas starts in like July and it ends at the end of January, and it's just insanity. So I hate Christmas. I don't set up for Christmas. I don't play Christmas music. I don't decorate Christmas trees. The only thing I do is presents. So my mom was not wanting to go like all out crazy with Christmas decorations. So we just kind of had like low-key Christmas, which I was fine with. What about for you? What'd you do?
We kept it pretty low-key. We did put up a tree and I fully decorated it, but
I was gonna say, you also are like way more Christmassy than I am.
Yes. So Shane's mom was super Christmassy. She loved Christmas. It was her favorite holiday. I have all of her decorations and I normally go like all out, put them, like we have too many Christmas decorations and they end up everywhere. But this year we have been looking for a house. So I didn't want to put up all the Christmas decorations for us to have to take them down and put them away if we did happen to find a house and have to put ours up for sale. And then I just didn't want to have to deal with Ella like breaking stuff or like, you know, she's a year and a half now. Like that's not something you want to have to deal with all the time. So I did decorate the tree. She was pretty good about leaving it alone. However, some of the other houses we went to for Christmas let her play with the tree and I didn't like that. So we ended up buying her one of those felt trees and hung it up. So then she had a tree that she could play with and left ours alone and it did work. So, but we pretty much just did a tree. I did decorate my bathroom with like a shower curtain and a picture and stuff, but that's about it.
I wonder if you want to allow this in the podcast, but can we just let our listeners know the reason that you use a lot of Shane's mom's decoration is that she's passed on.
Yes. Shane's mom is no longer with us, which is why I have all of her decorations. She actually died on Christmas Eve. So going all out for Christmas just makes it feel like old times, especially when the family all comes over and they see all of her decorations. So we just try and keep it alive. That's why I have all her decorations. I didn't steal them.
I just think that that's so, I don't even know how to explain it, but it's so heartwarming that you do that for Shane and his family. Like you could just be like, no, I want my own decorations. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So,
but it's who I am. Like his mom was very important to him. And Christmas is that one time of the year that I can do something to help, especially when it's around the time that they lost her. So I did meet her, but it was very brief. I only knew her for like a year or two, and Shane and I weren't even really dating at that point. So, but she loved me. So,
Okay, we're just going to switch some of the show notes around. Speaking of that, do you have any traditions that you grew up with that you are keeping with Ella?
Yes. So back to Shane's mom, she always did Christmas pajamas on Christmas Eve and everyone got peach rings. So we are keeping that alive. And then we've added traditions. We're getting a family ornament every year. Ella's getting an ornament every year. Shane and I buy each other ornaments every year. And then Ella is making an ornament and we keep one for us, but we make multiples and give them out to everyone in our family.
I like that. So you just consistently are growing Christmas trees.
Shane's goal is to remove all the actual balls off the tree and just have specialty ornaments. Our tree kind of tells a story. Like the day we got engaged, there's an ornament. There's an ornament for the day we got married. There's an ornament for when we went on vacation. So like we kind of get ornaments all over the place and our tree kind of tells a story. But yeah, Shane's trying to get rid of all my like Christmas balls. And I'm like, but I like them because they're colorful. My tree is very baking related also. Like tons of gingerbread men, tons of gingerbread chefs, houses. Though. Yeah. What about you? What are traditions that you had already And what are some new ones you're starting with the girls?
Honestly, like traditions that I grew up with. Christmas morning is when we open presents, which I feel like is an every person tradition, but some people don't. I do like the idea of decorating the tree together, but in all honesty, I'll probably just bring my girls over to my mom's house to decorate her tree because I know she'll like want to go all out, and it's like, I hate Christmas. So it's like, go decorate grandma's tree. And I said to my mom, I'm like, I can't wait for them to be old enough and you just like hand them ornaments and they decorate the tree themselves. She's like, I know, it's so easy. I'm like, right?
You should just get the girls, like when you do get your own place, you should just get like a small tree for them and like they can decorate it how they want. And
well, and see, that's the thing. Like my mom has this like big fat tree that has lots of space where I'm thinking I'll probably get like a skinny tree. So there's less space to put stuff on. I also saw that TikTok where you like just saran wrap the tree and put it away. And I'm like totally down for doing that because I don't have to decorate it every year.
Shane really wanted to do that this year. But I was like, we don't have a place that we can like stand it up to store it. If we could store it somewhere where and not take it apart, I'd be game. But we don't have that option. So.
Yeah, like your basement is where you guys live and then like the upstairs is like offices and bedrooms for when like your niece and nephew sleep. So it's not like you just have like a room,
no,
like a basement that you can just the tree.
Our storage is attic on like the sides of our house. So not ideal. Yeah.
The new traditions that we are starting. Christmas Eve, they get pajamas and a book. Obviously this year was like a simple child book. I want to get them like a chapter book as they get older, like something that they're thinking. Like I was really into Harry Potter as a kid. Like I read all the books. So I want to get them like something like that for Christmas so they can build like a book series or something like that.
But are you going to make them wait for like the next book and stuff?
No, like it'll just be like whatever book is in the series. Like that's the book that's going under the tree.
Right.
Like okay. I'm not going to. Like Harry Potter, I legitimately had to wait for the books to come out because they weren't published yet.
Right.
True. I remember like this when book 7 came out, like I was at my aunt's house in the summer and she had a pool and I was like a teenager and my mom was like, you want to sit inside and read a book? And I'm like, you don't understand. It is book 7. She's like, didn't understand. And my aunt had ordered it. And she's like, you can read it if you wash your hands. Like she was very like anal about it. So yeah, I'd probably like the tradition of pajamas and a book. I'm going to keep the tradition of the snowman, which my mom didn't do for me, but I really like because it kind of limits the ridiculous amount of presents the kids are going to get. I mean, I can make a snowman that's like 6 feet tall. I really don't care. I can procure boxes. I will find them. So I like that one. The other tradition that I actually found in the NICU, one of the nurses said, Christmas Day is my day to sit at home with my family doing nothing. We don't go anywhere. I don't drive. I put some alcohol in my coffee so I can't drive. I watch them play with their toys. I sit on the couch. I do nothing. I don't shower. I don't put on a bra. It's fantastic. And I'm like, I like that. Christmas season. There's Christmas parties. There's 4 million Christmas dinners at everyone's house. You're Christmas shopping. Every single spare second that you have that you're not working, it's a gong show. Need to find the right word. So I kind of like the on Christmas Day, nothing.
You're lucky that you can do that and that your family is all okay with that because I feel like that would not go over in my house. Like my parents always get Christmas Day and Shane's family normally gets Christmas Eve and Boxing Day. So. It's a lot.
So my brother and I and my parents, so like the family that gets together for Christmas, that is on Boxing Day. And then my one grandma is still like, Christmas Eve, we have to get together. And it's like, but why? It's just December 24. It's not anything fantastic. Like, we all work days. We can all come over for dinner at some point and exchange presents. Like, it's not a big deal. To her, it is. So we're kind of scrapping a lot of our old traditions as we become a family of my parents being the grandparents as opposed to just being parents. Yeah. I don't really have any other traditions. Like, we used to go to, like, my dad's side was Christmas Eve, my mom's side was Christmas Day, and then on Boxing Day we went shopping. And now it's like, we don't really do a lot on Christmas Eve. Christmas Day is my day with my kids. And then Boxing Day is like, we go to my parents and we have the meal and all the presents, and it's crazy. And my mom loves it. And I'm like, great. I don't like this.
Yeah, it's a lot. The one thing we do when we're all together at my mom's for Christmas is that one person opens a present at a time. So everyone knows who, like, what you got and who it came from, because it's just crazy. That's something we started last year. And then this year it kind of got out of hand because my nephew decided to be Santa. He didn't want me to be Santa this year, and it got way out of hand. He just kept giving presents to everybody and it was chaos. I didn't know what came from who or anything, because they're like, open, it's Ella's present. And I was just like, oh, okay. And it was crazy. So we're going back to that.
So my mom raised two little Snoops, my brother and I. So she actually does not label presents. My mom used a number system this year, so you couldn't tell who was who. So then my brother got into this, well, I'm number two and you're number three, so she loves me more. And I was like, nope, actually, I think the girls in me were like 3 and 5. And then my brother and sister-in-law were 2 and 4. And I was like, well, 8 is more than 6. So like, we're closer to the perfect 10. Like, we just were like going at each other all Christmas. But it's like, my mom divvies up all the presents for my parents, and then my brother and sister-in-law give my parents their presents. Like, we, everything goes under the tree, and then we like divide where everyone's sitting. And then it's like, you open one, now you open one, now you open one. And we try and make it that like everyone has enough to open. And somehow my mom is always the one that is opening last. I don't know why.
She probably likes it that way. Honestly, she probably enjoys watching all of you guys open your presents.
She has to open in sequence with us though. It's not just and for some reason she always has one at the end, and I'm like, do you hide one, do you wrap one for yourself? Like, I don't understand. I think because like we all, it's honestly in my family too, it's hard to buy for everyone. So like, if you find a gift, like there have been times where I've texted or called my sister-in-law and I'm like, what do I get my brother? Like, I will pay you for one of the gifts you have for him because I have no idea what to get him. Or I find like, oh, he's at like, he'll say at like a family dinner, he's like, oh yeah, I'm really looking for like this new like hammer. And I'm like, oh cool. And my dad's like, yeah, it's on sale at Canadian Tire tomorrow, like go get one.
Yeah, dad, shut up.
No, like he'll tell me that afterwards. He's like, yeah, that hammer's on sale next week, right? Like in a conversation with my dad and I. So I'll go buy the hammer. And then 2 days later, my brother's like, oh, they were on sale at Canadian Tire. I went and got one. And I'm like, it's December 13th. Yes. I have nothing for you. Put it back.
Yeah. Stop buying stuff.
Well, and like, but like, my brother's birthday is the beginning of November. My dad's birthday is the end of October. And the girls obviously are born on Halloween. So like, we have my dad's birthday, the girl's birthday, my brother's birthday, all within a week. And then we have Christmas like 2 months later. So basically, so that we have stuff to buy for my dad and my brother and everyone at Christmas, we're like, okay, November 15, you like can't buy anything for yourself. And if you do, you have to give it to someone else to wrap up. Like my mom this year, she wrapped up like 3 or 4 presents that I was like, here, just pay me for it, because I like this and I want this. And then the one she forgot, and she gave it to my dad to wrap up for her. Because my dad's terrible at like buying gifts. So she like unwrapped it, and I was like, you bought one of those for yourself? I thought that was for me. And she's like, I think this is yours.
Nice.
I'm like, oh, well.
My dad is also horrible at buying gifts.
I think it's a man thing.
But Shane is awesome. Shane is the best gift giver ever. I didn't even know he bought me gifts. We weren't supposed to buy each other gifts. We were supposed to both get jerseys this year. And that's it. He went out and bought me boots and like had all this stuff under the tree for me. And I wanted to wrap Ella's kitchen in a blanket. And he's like, No, let's use wrapping paper because the blanket I was going to use for the kitchen was covering all my presents. So he was trying to keep it a secret and said, no, don't wrap them. Just use wrapping paper. It's fine. But he's so good at gift giving. He surprises me every time.
I think I got you a bomb gift. I want to show it to you, but I want to like have your reaction recorded.
Oh my God. Where did you get that?
Obviously I thrifted it. It's secondhand, but it doesn't even look like it's used.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I honestly like
that is going to be my new mug.
It was on a buy and sell site. I was like, has anyone claimed this? And it was like on for like 2 days. She's like, nobody's bought it. And I was like, I will buy it. I'm like, this is like the perfect Christmas gift.
Oh, that's so funny.
I was like, you never find Seattle Seahawks stuff in this area. It's either
especially in London. At least here, you're more likely to find it because of Luke Wilson. But up there, it's like few and far between, I'm sure.
And just so everyone knows, I have no idea who Luke Wilson is.
Luke Wilson was a Seattle Seahawks player and is retired now. But he went to high school with, like, he's my age and went to high school in my area. So,
yeah, didn't he go to LaSalle?
Yeah. That is not the reason why I'm a Seahawks fan, just to be clear.
No, you've been a Seahawks fan since you were a child?
No. Probably before, like,
Luke Wilson played for them.
Yeah. But I became a Seahawks fan because I like their uniforms. And then I started to learn more about football. Like most girls. And then I married someone who's obsessed with football. So now I'm obsessed with football.
And like, this is the handle. It's the lacing.
Yeah, that's so
cool. I thought it was so cool. And it has the official logo thing on the bottom.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I'm like, this is like a legit, like, it's probably bought at a stadium. Like, I want to say it was bought at the Seahawks stadium, but I'm like, I don't know how the heck they got it all the way over here. I was like, oh, yeah, no.
You should message her and be like, do you have any other Seahawks stuff you want to get rid of? <'Cause>
I could.
If you bought a mug, you got to have other stuff. See, wasn't that before Christmas? So technically I bought them Christmas gifts. They're just in London. We have had a pretty chaotic last 3 weeks or so. So
Both of us.
We will definitely have to get together soon. But now you're working, so it's going to be harder.
No, it just means I'm going to have to get up like super early and get the girls on the road and come down. I might come down by myself this time.
Oh.
It's not hard to be alone with the girls all day. Honestly, like.
Oh, like without your mom.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to just like leave them at your mom's and take off.
I mean, I've debated it.
But then the girls can play.
I know.
Because you can put them down for a nap here, and we know that we just need to do it, show them the room before we actually put them in there.
I actually thought about putting them all in the same room.
Yeah, that would be okay, because Ella naps at daycare with other people in the room.
Some of the girls. So. That's why I'm like, and then we only have to set up one monitor.
Yeah.
We just have to adjust the monitor so we can see all three beds.
Yes. Well, I have two monitors on Ella because I have one. Shane went to the grocery store and then showered. So I have a monitor and Shane has a monitor. They're just on opposite ends of her crib. So like if I go to bed early, then I take the one monitor and then he has one. So if she gets up and he's still awake, then he goes and deals with her. It's great.
You have made it work.
Yes.
Okay. So getting back to our topic about Christmas, because we like went on a tangent.
Yeah.
This is the problem in why podcasting like 2 hours to record. Christmas at home versus Christmas at other people's homes. And like you were saying about like, you're like, oh, it's fine. She can play with the tree. It's like, okay, while I understand you're not upset if my child breaks one of your ornaments, it just breeds bad habits in general. And that's the issue, which is why I hate Christmas at other people's houses.
Yeah, we were constantly telling her no, even if other people said it was okay. We're like, no, but she's not allowed to touch our Christmas tree. So if she thinks she can touch yours, then she's going to go home and touch ours.
And the thing that just like irks me is like, that's fine. And I'm like, I said no. That means you need to say no.
Yeah. For sure.
I had to calmly explain to my grandmother that parenting was not a democracy. It was a dictatorship. You listen to what I say, and what I say is the rules.
Yes.
She didn't like that, but she understood it.
Well, that's good. But it's so true.
Also, go ahead.
Christmas. I like going to Christmas at other people's houses because it's less mess at my house. Ella is normally fully entertained because there's so many new things for her to look at and do that I like going to other people's houses for Christmas because then we just come home and put her in bed and away we go. We don't have a mess to clean up. We don't have dishes to do. So I kind of like it. I'm not going to lie.
And see, I'm the exact opposite. I like Christmas at home.
Yeah, but you also don't like Christmas.
No, but I like Christmas at home because it's like the girls are still on their routine, so they'll go to bed, which my kids did not sleep at all during Christmas holidays. Like Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, like the 24th, the 25th, and the 26th, they did sleep on the 26th, but they did not sleep on the 24th or the 25th, and they didn't sleep at all on the 27th.
Yeah, you had major problems sleep-wise for both them and you, where we told everybody that we're not coming to your house until after Ella wakes up from her nap because we are not messing up her schedule for the holidays.
So our schedule wasn't messed up. They were just so amped to get Christmas presents and Christmas and all that stuff that they just wanted to wake up and for it to be Christmas, but they weren't understanding that even though you're awake, it's still 2 a.m.
Yeah.
So like my kids were not comprehending that. Yes, I understand that you're awake and I'm awake and grandma's awake and like we're awake. We're not opening presents at 2 a.m. It's not happening. Yeah. Like, no, I'm not doing it. And you're not going upstairs because that's where all the presents are set up.
Same. Yeah. Ella, so we didn't have any presents under our tree until Christmas Eve, like after she went to bed. So maybe like, did you guys have presents under the tree beforehand?
Oh yeah. Like I had the snowmen wrapped up and at the tree. And at first they're like, oh, and then they're like, those are terrifying. And then they were excited again, and then they got scary. And I'm not understanding, like, why they got scary, but whatever. So I definitely think, I'm hoping to be in my own place next year. But if I am, I 1,000% think that I'm going to leave the tree presentless and just wait for it to happen on Christmas Eve. And, like, even for my mom, just be like, I know that you have presents wrapped, but, like, can you not put them under your tree?
Yeah.
When we come over. Like, yeah. You have a 3-bedroom house and a whole basement. Can you just, like, keep the presents wrapped and just put them in a room upstairs, please?
Yeah.
Until Christmas. Which,
because the girls will still be there.
Well, I mean, I'm hoping to not be living here at Christmas next year. That's a goal. Right. But
you're still going to go there and visit and have dinners and.
No, like that. But also, like, my brother and I are very, like, what's this, you know what I mean? Like our big Christmas presents this year were the double drawered air fryers from Costco, which
nice.
My mom and I go to Costco together all the time.
Yeah,
so I saw them and I legit asked my friend if she wanted me to get one, and she's like, I think I'm gonna wait for Black Friday. She got one between Christmas and New Year's, and she's like, I am so upset that I didn't get one when you asked me if I wanted one. And I was like, our fault. You had to wait. Should we do highs and lows?
Yeah, let's do highs and lows. Let's You should go first. What is your low? We're going to end on a happy note.
So COVID sucks. The new daycare regulations that my daycare has suck. Basically, if you are exhibiting any signs of a cough, cold, etc., or fever, which, I mean, I understand I'd keep my kids home with a fever too. We have to stay home for 5 days. So the 24th, we got told, and I kept the girls home on the 24th because we were having a Christmas dinner. So between the 24th and the 10th of January, my kids went to school or daycare 2 days. 2 days, that's it. That's all they got. Because on the 6th, Kinsley clocked a fever, and because Kinsley and Reagan are in the same household, they both have to self-isolate for 5 days. So actually, I lied. We didn't go to daycare until the 11th. So I am stressing out to all end that everyone in daycare is going to get my kids sick. Someone's going to send their kids sick, and then I'm going to have to stay home for 5 days with my kids, and I'm not going to be able to work, which is angering. And it's super stressful. Also, the deep freeze that we just had, I was not a fan.
No, but you did pretty good at taking the girls outside and, like, playing and having fun. I was like, I'm not going outside.
I took my kids outside because they wouldn't shush about it. Outside, outside, outside. Okay, let's go outside. Negative 15. I dressed my kids up like Kenny from South Park, just FYI, in case anyone was concerned. And I double checked their hands and their noses and their faces to make sure there was no frostbite. We were outside for maybe 10 minutes. It takes them about 5 minutes each to get into their winter gear. And then 10 minutes outside. I'm cold. Okay, let's go back inside. No. Okay, freeze. I did have to pick Kinsley up because she was cold and crying and then didn't want to go inside. I was like, we'll go back outside. I found out she just wanted to go into the shop. Which well, is heated. Yeah, which is heated. I'm like, that's easy. And my high is I got a new job.
Yay!
I just started. I'm super excited. I love it.
I think this is the perfect fit for you, and I am so excited for you.
My boss, my coworkers. Actually, I got to meet two of my bosses today, and one of my coworkers. Two of my coworkers. I can't remember how many people I met today. It was a great day.
That's awesome. I'm so happy for you.
Yes, I had a very good first day, except I haven't worked with paper in a while, and I literally have paper cuts like all over my hands because they want me to get rid of all the files from last year, and I'm just like,
You should go to Dollarama and get those hand masks.
Oh, I'm like to wear while I do it, but no, you're talking about like the Aveeno hand mask. Yeah, yeah. I need to go get those.
They're awesome.
I also have acrylic nails, which dries the F out of your nails, like out of your hands. So that's not helping. But I'm going to be bringing body butter tomorrow to
help
work. Yeah. And they're like, yeah, organize your desk. And I'm like, cool. Yay. Which is like my jam. My boss is like, yeah, I'm very like OCD about all my stuff. So like you can't organize in my office, but you can organize outside of. And I was like, perfect. So
awesome.
Yes.
So my high and low go together, and I've already touched on it. Obviously, I have to have surgery, and that sucks. We've already talked to friends and family who will be able to help us when it does happen, because originally we thought like it was happening right away. That doesn't seem to be the case now, but the really crappy part is that I can't eat anything bad for myself. It's going to be a good thing in the long run, but like,
Carla's great with her New Year's resolutions this year.
I don't honestly think I even made any because I was so under the weather.
I haven't made any in about 4 years.
But my high is the fact that we now have a solution to what was happening to me makes it so I can make it through a day. Because I haven't, like, I've been working through it. I would try and eat lunch and then I would have severe chest pains and it was horrible. So like knowing what is wrong and how to avoid it is a huge relief. Like I might not be happy with what I have to eat, but I'm really going to learn how to make sushi and eat a lot of sushi. So,
because that's a bad thing.
I know. I bought all the stuff today to make sushi at home. So I'm very excited. I just need to go and buy the fish.
Can you have cream cheese?
Nope.
Can you have avocados?
Yes.
Can you have bagels?
Yes.
Oh my God. Why don't you make bagels, like everything bagels with avocado and then smoked salmon that you can like get in like.
Can't have smoked salmon. I can have salmon. Yeah.
Just put salmon on it. Yeah. And then you can have that for breakfast.
Yeah.
That sounds delicious.
Because I can't have eggs.
Every time I hear the word avocado, I want to say it like that kid in the video. It's the avocado. That's all I hear when I hear avocado.
That's funny. Ella is awake.
Uh-oh. Although, yes, I'm glad that you have the gallbladder surgery. Like, you found an answer.
And that's the most important thing, honestly. Just knowing what's going on is such a huge relief. It's been 15 days of like me barely eating. So
yeah, it has. It's already halfway through January. Forgot about that.
Crazy. It was so rough. So getting answers, going through the proper channels, getting surgery, hopefully in a month or so. I will keep you guys updated on things, but right now it's a slow go until at least mid-February. So
yeah, I think you and I had like more than one chat where it's like, have you tried the Brett diet? Have you eaten this? Have you tried this essential oil? And you're like, nothing's working. I'm like, okay, then you need to go to the hospital. And you're like, no, it's fine. And like, I think your hesitation on the hospital is also the fact that like you get migraines. So like, your pain tolerance is also like way higher than most people for like an extended period of time.
Yeah.
Which like, it's not that it's a problem, but like, it's a problem.
It's a problem. But it's so true. Like, I just suffered through it. And yeah, I clearly should have went to the hospital because they were like, yeah, you need your gallbladder out. And the medicine you're on is not helping you whatsoever. So.
Well, and you're like, this medicine is supposed to take a few days. And I think it was like day two. And I was like, is it working? And you're like, no. I was like, then you need to go back to the doctor and be like, this isn't the right thing.
Yeah. Everyone, it was like all the acid reflux medication. They say like, give it like 3 to 5 days. And it's like, I don't have 3 to 5 days if I continuously try to eat and end up in severe pain. And I think the biggest issue with it was that I was eating foods to avoid acid reflux, but then they were foods that were issues against gallbladder. So like, it just wasn't working. So I'm slowly learning what I can eat.
Step by step.
I just need to figure out like some sort of junk food I can eat because I want chocolate really badly. So I'm a chocolate girl through and through. So it's been a struggle. All righty. We hope you all had a good Christmas. Thank you for listening to this episode of our podcast. We appreciate all the support. If you like this episode, please subscribe to the podcast. Jump over to our social media for all the links about all the stuff we just talked about. We want to hear from you. Send us a DM or email or comment on any of our social media posts. See you on the 15th.